We have reached the end of the 2016 legislative session, Senator.
We have, and it's been a mixed feelings throughout the year. Just got word that one of my bills passed out of the House at the very last minute, Senate Bill 613, I filed last December. It's a good common sense bill that's going to help out our local rural fire departments. It's a big priority of mine. It just shows you how slow things pass up here, how long it takes to pass legislation. Non-controversial, non-political, non-partisan, everything about it was good. It just takes a long time to get things done, and still kind of sorting out what has passed, what had passed, but that bill will help all of our rural fire departments, give them up to $2,000 a year towards your work comp cost, which is going through the roof and driving some of them out of business. We got to have those folks that dedicate their lives out there, get up in the middle of the night, go fight a fire, and don't get paid anything for it. Just true volunteers. And what the Ozarks is all about. That's why I love the Ozarks. Full of lots of good people.
Anything for you that stands out as a good accomplishment or good accomplishments for the year?
Well, there's quite a few. And some of the things, sometimes it's not all what you get passed, is what you keep from getting passed. And we had some major telecommunication companies trying to get out of paying some taxes, which was going to basically cost our schools money and cost our cities, our libraries, everything like that money. And I fought those, and they kept trying to get in amendments, do this, do that. So fought it tooth and nail and accomplished that. And I'm sure they'll be back next year. But I just couldn't see giving these big corporations, one of them made $366 million last quarter, why they should pass this on and the citizens should have a tax increase just for that, which would hurt our schools, say hurt libraries, cemeteries, fire departments, all that. So sometimes it's not what all you get passed, but sometimes it's what you can stop from getting passed. But we did pass some good stuff. We did some tort reform this year and some stuff that's going to help businesses with our legal system. We did some things with the school funding formula that went back and didn't change what schools were going to get, but it gives them a realistic figure what they can shoot for. And we come really close to maybe funding the school formula in the next couple of years, which has been a big liability, saying you don't fund it, you don't fund it. Well, it's being driven by about 10 different schools and not by the average school out in our communities. So I think by changing that, that's going to help and give that some stability. Did some things for health care, did some things to get medical fraud, put some co-pays on some people abusing the system, did lots of good things there. Passed a really good budget. I think that was a big thing. One of the major priorities this year was voter ID, and that's going to be on the ballot this fall for the citizens to decide whether or not they should have to show an ID, a pictured ID to vote. And there's some provisions in there that you can have a provisional ballot. There's other things you can do if people don't have it, but the state will pay for the photo ID if you do not have it. So I think that's kind of a big thing. We had four ethics bills this year that were priorities. We got three of the four passed. There got to be a big deal about whether or not a lobbyist could buy you a meal up here, whether or not they couldn't. I personally pay for all my own meals. Lobbyists do not buy me meals, so it meant nothing to me. Some people want to cap it at $50. Some want to cap it at $40. I'd like to have seen it nothing. Nothing could be arrived. Some people didn't like it. Wanted to do away with that and the gift ban. So that was one of the minuses. The plus was we got three others doing with revolving door and people turning lobbyists when they get out of here and campaign funds once they leave, what they can do with them. You could never put them in your own personal account and benefit personally, but for people who are kind of using them for other purposes. So that did away with that. Did some good things for agriculture in the budget this year to help our dairy farmers out. We put $2.5 million in there for scholarships, for dairy scholarships, and also money to help them with their insurance for stabilizing their prices. So I think that's a good deal. We did beef tax credits, several other things for agriculture, and I think that's really important in our area. So that was important to me. Really disappointed. It's one of the disappointments of the year, the SJR 39 dealing with religious freedoms. I hope that comes up again next year. Look forward to maybe dealing with that and see if we can't get that through. The Senate was able to pass it. The House was not. Liked one vote of getting out of committee. And that was really a big disappointment. I don't think there's any more persecuted people in the world than Christians. And I think we need to stand up for Christians and do what's right there. So maybe that'll be a priority next year. Did some good things for veterans this year. I think that'll help National Guard veterans. Did some municipal court reform, which is not a big deal in our area, but it is in St. Louis and other areas like that. So we'll kind of sit back and sort it all out. I hope to be able to talk more and let people know what's happening in their state.